This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yes, big news for the Four Nations. Charlie McAvoy out for Thursday's game with an upper body injury. He was a very notable figure the other night. He absolutely laid out Connor McDavid, played 20 minutes in the game. And, of course, the other situation brewing there is that Cale Makar is back in for Canada. And he's among the two or three best defensemen on the planet Earth. So, call me crazy, but I think that might be significant. I do think the U.S. has an advantage in goal, but it's going to be a different dynamic. It's going to be game seven. That was a very significant win for the United States to go into Canada, do it the way they did it, but it was really in the end just a preliminary round game. They also beat Canada at the Vancouver Olympics, and a week later, Sid beat them with the golden goal, as I recall. So really, it was just a preliminary round game, and now the dynamic shifts to where you're expected to win. And you're playing at home, on home soil. It's just different. And now you're without McAvoy, who delivered the hit round the world the other night, and the other guys have one of the greatest defensemen on the planet back in, and he's going to play half the game. Like a lot of times in hockey, you say, well, you know, it ain't basketball. You don't have one guy dominating a game. You have people playing 18 minutes or whatever out of a 60-minute game. Makar could play 30 out of the 60 minutes. So that's going to be very interesting to monitor. And meanwhile, Limits, I mentioned some Matthew Stafford news, or at least a news story that came out of The Athletic yesterday. Didn't see it till this morning. Here's what was written by the Rams beat writer at The Athletic. It's not a given that Stafford will remain with the Rams despite both sides' initial openness to work out a deal. The Rams have to recognize that the most competitive path forward is for Stafford to return for another year and one more run while he continues to play at a high level, the story says. But the fact that coach Sean McVay and GM Les Snead didn't overly commit to Stafford in season-ending news conferences basically signaled their open phone lines for a potential trade. What about that?
He would probably be with Trevor Lawrence obviously off the table, the best guy that they could acquire. I mean, in terms of just in the moment, in the now, 1 year, who would you want to be the quarterback?
Would you give up a first-round pick for him?
That's the thing. I would not.
I don't think. See, Ben said a few months back, or maybe a month ago, I don't know, I lose track of time, that the Steelers are not just a quarterback away. And my contention was every team is a quarterback away. Look what C.J. Stroud did for a mediocre Houston roster. Look what Burrow did with an offensive line that was absolute crud his first year and remains so, I might add. But it depends on which quarterback. Are the Steelers a Matthew Stafford away from real contention? I don't know about that. He's 37. And while he's still playing at a high level, like I think he could deliver you one more top 10 type season. He's still playing at a high level. He is. He's not the guy he was. I mean, when he came to the Rams and they won the Super Bowl, he had 41 touchdowns. 41 and threw for almost 5,000 yards. This year he threw for 20 touchdowns. And way over 1,000 yards less, completing fewer percentage of his passes. He's still very good, I would say. But he's not close to that guy anymore. He's declining. So you take a declining, immobile quarterback behind this line who doesn't have the advantage of Sean McVay's brilliance. In fact, to the contrary, he has Artie Smith throwing frozen cadavers on the field to throw to. Forget it. No, would I do it? I guess for the right price, if I thought I could still win big, but it just, in many ways, doesn't make sense to me, especially not for a high draft pick. No, I'm saying no to this.
I'm saying no to it as well because of how many needs they still have on the roster. And, you know, a part of that, too, when you were talking about all those young quarterbacks that made a difference, like, those are young legs, young arms. Like, Matthew Stafford is not the quarterback that he once was just even, you know, a couple, 2 years ago, let alone 5 years ago. He would make them better. I think he would make them win a playoff game. You can win a playoff game with Matthew Stafford.
Would he last the season? I don't know about that. Well, what about the fact he's coming in and playing not for Sean McVay? Would Matthew Stafford thrive in an Arthur Smith offense? In a Tomlin offense?
That's a great question.
Thank you, Limits. I thought of it myself.
It's the same question that I had with Sam Darnold. And you know what the real concerning thing might be is, what type of quarterback, what quarterback right now would thrive in the Arthur Smith offense?
That's a great, maybe Justin Fields.
That would maybe be it. Like, that's a huge question. And how ridiculous is it that we have that question? What type of quarterback, what quarterback right now would thrive, would be in the best position with Arthur Smith? I don't know. We didn't see it in Atlanta. Tennessee was Ryan Tannehill, more of a game manager, but they had Hall of Famer Derrick Henry running the football. What a problem.
Well, we have two opinions now on Aaron Rodgers as well. Bill Barnwell, and this actually makes sense. Bill Barnwell, who I respect as an NFL writer, reporter, has suggested that Aaron Rodgers is like Mike Tomlin's dream quarterback, even in his current state. In this sense, he's allergic to turning the ball over. He almost never does. A little bit at the beginning of the year, but down the stretch this year, he was back to his old self, at least in that respect, in the fact that he never turned the ball over.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Like, here's some numbers for you, oh limitless wonder. Because of the formula, Barnwell says, of what the Steelers do on offense fits what Rodgers does best. It makes sense, and that's protect the football. Steelers 35-13 over the last 4 years when they don't turn it over. Or turn it over once, 0-1, 35-13. Twice or more, 3-16-1. As he says, every team's better when they protect the football, but the Steelers, it's a significant difference. Aaron Rodgers' last 10 games of the season. You ready for this, Twinkie?
Twinkie.
18 touchdowns, 4 picks. Barnwell says he's obviously not the Rodgers of 5 or 10 years ago, but he can protect the football. What does Tomlin like better than that? Protecting the football. I'm surprised that's not like the Penguins have the sign, it's a great day for hockey all over the place at PPG Paints above the locker room and everything. Protect the football would be the one for Tomlin.
It's a great day to protect the football, everybody. Happy Sunday, 1 o'clock. Protecting the football is our goal. That is our standard.
Yes.
We're going to go on that mantra.
And you know what? That actually makes a lot of sense. I'm betting, but what doesn't is Aaron Rodgers can't really move anymore either. So what does Mike Tomlin value more, protecting the football or quarterback mobility? Having said that, it wouldn't surprise me if this search eventually winds its way to Aaron Rodgers.
Hold on, don't we have the answer to that question? Based on what happened this past year, where he had mobile Justin Fields that doesn't take care of the ball as much towards Russell Wilson, more game manager protecting the football?
How many interceptions did Fields throw?
How many did he have called back on flags as well? He protected it pretty well, comparatively speaking, compared to Chicago a year ago. But do you get what I'm saying? Like, Russell Wilson is more of the protect the football veteran, make the right decision compared to Fields.
Yeah.
Mobile quarterback.
I still think that Tomlin favors mobility over everything, it seems, with a quarterback. But maybe not. And maybe this would draw them into a marriage here. The all-time protector of the football coming here. I could see it. However, Adam Schefter just weighed in. I'm reading Steelers Depot right now. According to ESPN Radio, he says, let's say Pittsburgh's the obvious landing spot for Aaron Rodgers in our hypothetical. So Pittsburgh now is willing to not discuss a deal with Wilson or Fields. It's not going to check in on Matthew Stafford if the Rams decide they're going to trade him. It's not going to look into any other quarterback that's a free agent, either Sam Darnold, whoever it may be, not going to consider any of those. They're going to say, you know what? We believe Aaron Rodgers is better than all these alternatives right now, so we're going to focus on him. I don't see that. Like, that's not where this is at. Pittsburgh could make some sense, Schefter says, but I don't think Pittsburgh's starting its search with Aaron Rodgers. Could it wind up there? Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. I wouldn't be surprised. How could anybody be surprised with any development based on what happened last year when they blew out Kenny Pickett and brought in Fields and Wilson? How could anybody be surprised? Is there something more surprising than that going to happen? I don't think so.
No, maybe trading for Aaron Rodgers originally from Green Bay would have been that. But at this point, no. All the cards are on the table when Omar Khan's running the team as the GM in terms of quarterbacks. Like, in signing Patrick Queen, I mean, we've seen that he is not afraid to make decisions that are different than what the Kevin Colbert administration was.
It's going to be something to track, and it's going to be starting this week, as Dulac says, inside those offices on the south side, Mike Tomlin mapping out, and it's very instructive, too, that he only mentions Mike Tomlin, mapping out the Steelers' future.
Texter, Andy in the car, replaced the Men of Steel sign with protect the football, touch it on the way out of the locker room, the big football they have on the, in the outside of the locker room.
What did the texter say earlier about this whole idea of where we think the breakdown is with the quarterbacks? Because Dulac says it's split. Internally, it's split. And based on all available evidence, I'm going to guess, and it's just a guess, that Art is Wilson. Mike is Fields, although you make some compelling points there, Limits. Omar, I don't know. Artie is clearly Fields. And I think Andy Weidel, based on the Jalen Hurts model, may be Fields.
One texter pointed something out that I thought was interesting. Any way that they want Russ back because they like his approach and want a new draft pick to learn that same approach, or maybe they believe that Russ will be more effective with different or more talented weapons in a second year in the system.
Maybe. Although, sort of butting heads with the offensive coordinator and possibly, depending on what really happened here, possibly leaking stories that embarrass the organization probably isn't the behavior you want to be emulated, right?
I mean, I ideally not.
I don't think
ideally
so.
Ideally not.
I don't think so. All right, Limits, coming up next is, speaking of this guy right here, the Limitless Express. We take a trip around the sports world with our dear friend, Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. What are we going to hear on the Limitless Express today?
Well, Joe, there's a couple of NFL stories that have dropped, but also, what do you make of last night's flu game in the Four Nations face-off? What happened, and what does it mean for the NHL? That's up next.
Well, I also have one. I got an unbelievable question.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Arrhythmias that occur in the top part of the heart can be merely distracting or quite serious, such as atrial fibrillation in the atria, which carries a risk for stroke. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says the most concerning rhythm disorder occurs in the ventricle.
The bottom part has some arrhythmias. The most significant one is ventricular fibrillation, which is the cause of sudden cardiac death, which is the number one cause of death in this country. It almost outweighs all cancers combined. Unfortunately, that could be the first presentation of heart disease, is sudden death. A small percentage of patients who show up with their first heart attack have sudden death, an arrhythmia problem, and that's devastating.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.